Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning to everybody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Welcome this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that God has a word for us. And before we get started, amen, with the word of the Lord from God's word, of His book, amen, we're going to go into prayer, come back with the announcements, amen, any questions from our youth, then we'll get into the word this morning. So God bless you, people of God that are listening in far and near, and those that may come back and listen to us on the recorded. All right, Mother Sydney, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, good morning, Mother.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to come boldly before the throne of grace and just say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for another day that we've never seen before. We want to thank you right now, Lord God, that you allow us to wake up this morning. You allow us the activities of our limb this morning. And we just want to thank you, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, because if it had not been for you, Lord God, we don't even know where we would be, even at this moment, even at this second, Lord God. We just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord God, because you're a forgiving God. You're a loving God. You're an all-knowing God. We want to thank you, Lord God, that you have forgiven us of our sins, God. Lord God, that you restore us back to the fold, Lord God, that you made a way for us through your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary and shed his blood. We thank you, Lord God, that you were so mindful of us, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth upon him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord God, we thank you that how you are keeping our mind, Lord God. Oh, God, in this day, in these last and evil days that we're in and we're approaching, Lord God, things are not getting better. Things are getting worse, Lord God. But, Lord God, we thank you for hiding us in your pavilion, God. We thank you, Lord God, for hiding us in your tabernacle, hiding us under your wing, Lord God, of love. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And as we come boldly, God, before the throne of grace, God, we continually pray, Lord God, for the healing of the land, for the healing of bodies, God. And, Lord God, and just giving you your word back as we stand up on your promise, God. Lord God, so many people are dealing with sickness in their body, God. So many people are dealing with oppression and depression, God. Lord God, we ask you that you heal the mind, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you said you told us to keep our mind stayed upon you, Lord God. We ask you to give them perfect peace in their mind today, God. Lord God, to be able to stand up against the wiles of the devil, to be able to stand against the attack of the enemy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you as we stand, God, because we will not waver, Lord God, because we stand upon your promise, Lord. Your word said weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, God. Lord God, we don't know when our morning is, Lord God, but Lord God, as we continue to weep, Lord God, as we continue to call upon you, God, Lord God, some people mourning the next day. Some people mourning a week later, a month later, a year later, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to touch those, God, that have pain within their body, God, that inflammation within their body, God, those that deal with chronic pain, God. Lord God, you touch them now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, and those that are dealing with any other ailment in their body, God, we ask you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus, Lord God, will flow through their arteries, God, will flow through their veins, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and those, God, the Didio Shekiah, God, that's dealing with blood clots, God, blocked arteries, God, the Didio Shekiah, God, Lord God, all you have to do is touch, God, even as the woman with the issue of blood, God, she said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, God. Lord God, she didn't even have to make physical contact, God. But she said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, God, her faith is what made her whole, Lord God, as we stand in the gap, God, for our loved one, God. Oh, my nitty Oshakaya, God, that's going through things in their body, Lord God. But Lord God, you promised, Lord God, that you will heal, God. You promised, Lord God, that you will restore, Lord God. You promised, Lord God, that you will set them free, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, those, God, that have a small faith, God, just a small faith as small as a mustard seed, God. Lord God, do it for them today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, as I take care of your business, God, Lord God, I know you're intervening on mine, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, hear a mother's cry, God, early this morning, Lord God, you have the answer, Lord God, you have the word, Lord God, and we ask you, God, for all the mothers across the land, God, Lord God, that's standing in the gap, God, for their sons and daughter, Lord God, whatever the case may be, God, do it now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we thank you today, God. That's all we could do, Lord God, because you told us that all the glory, God, and all the honor, God, it belongs to you, Lord God, as we continue to look up to the hill, God, for whence cometh our help, God. Our help, God, it comes from you, Lord God. You are, Lord God, the Oshakaya, God, the joy of our soul, Lord God. You are our shield and buckler, Lord God. You are that balm, God, in Gilead, God. You are holy, God. You are righteous, God. And Lord God, we thank you this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you omniscient, God. Oh, God, you everywhere, God, at the same time, God. You sit high, God, and you look low down upon us, God. You are God that never sleep, God. You are God that never slumber, God. And Lord God, oh, God, you behold and you see everything, God. You see the good, God, as well as the evil, God. You see the injustice, God, as well as the just, God. And we thank you this morning. We thank you for our children.
We thank you for our young people, God. We thank you for the visionary of the line, God. Oh, God, Administrator Brian, Lord God. Evangelist Wilkes, Lord God. And her family, Lord God. Lord God, you do it for the faithful one, God. You give them strength, God. You continue to guide them, Lord God. You continue, Lord God, to word their lips of clay, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Not our will be done, God, but thy will be done, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And even for those, Lord, that's going through, Lord God, as we continue to praise you, Lord God, give them a praise down on the inside, God. Some of them, Lord God, oh God, even in the midst of this storm, Lord God, they don't have a praise, God, because they've been going through so long, Lord God. But Lord God, restore their joy, God. Restore their joy, Lord God, right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, oh God, our children, God, our sons and daughters, Lord God, we put a hedge of protection around them, God, around their mind, God, that the enemy, God, might not penetrate, God, while you are working on the inside of them, God, oh God, and it will show on the outside, God, in the name of Jesus, God. David said, I was once young, but now I'm old, God. He said he never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread, God. We call upon you, God, early this morning, God. From the depths of our soul, God, we call on Jehovah Jireh, God, because you are our provider, Lord God. Early this morning, God, we're setting our atmosphere, God. We're commanding our atmosphere, God, to make it conducive to the Yoshekiah, God, for healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And as we make our atmosphere, God, conducive, Lord God, for whatever we need, Lord God. And we send this prayer, God, to the north, God, to the south, God, to the east and to the west, God. We send a prayer to Arizona, God. We send a prayer to Vermont, Lord God. We send a prayer to Washington, D.C., God. We send a prayer to North Dakota, South Dakota, Lord God. We send a prayer over to other continents and other country, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We send a prayer, God. Oh, God, in the Oshakiah, God, to Asia Minor, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to help those, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help this young man, Lord God. Oh, his name is Kevin, Lord God. Help the young man, Lord God, to be able to get back into the country, Lord God. Lord God, send a word. Send favor, Lord God, if it need be, Lord God. Oh, God, you do it today, Lord God. The young man, Lord God, that's 27 years old, God. Lord God, that had to have surgery in his brain, Lord God. Lord God, in critical care, Lord God. He's in the woods, God. Lord God, you do it for him, God. Let thy will be done, God, on earth, God, as it is in heaven, Lord God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord God. We invite you into our presence, God. We invite you into our time zone, God. We invite you into our region, God. We invite you into our temple, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, because we take it not for granted, Lord God, that we're able to pray, God, that we have our vocal cord, Lord God. We thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, Lord God, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord God, from the rising of the sun, God, to the going down of the same, God. We're going to bless your name, God. We're going to give you all the glory, God. We're going to give you all the honor, God. in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We thank you for your strength, God. We thank you for your wisdom, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand touch. We thank you for lifting us up, God, above our situations, God, above our circumstances, God, above the storm, God. We thank you for renewed strength, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have us upon your wings, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're carrying us through, Lord God. Your word tells us, God, that you will never leave us, God. You will never forsake us, God. You will go with us, God, until the end of the earth, God. We call on you, Lord God. We call on Jesus today, God. He is that balm, God, in Gilead, Lord God, crying out to you, Lord God, as we know how, Lord God. We don't even know what to pray for, God, even how to pray, Lord God. But we know that your spirit, Lord God, make it intercession for us, God. Oh, God, all we can do is will, God. Oh, God, all we could do is moan, Lord God. All we could do is groan, Lord God. When we don't have the words, God, to cry out to you, God. We cry out from our death, God. Oh, my nitty-dee-o, Shekiah, God. We wail, Lord God, for our children, God. We wail, Lord God, for the land, God. Oh, God, we cry out, God, because the land, God, the earth is crying out. The earth is travailing, God, for its creator, God. Oh, God, we need you now, God, as we lift up holy hands, God, unto you, Lord God. We ask you to cleanse us, God. Make us whole, Lord God. Make us holy again, God. Oh, God, we're just the vessel, Lord God. You are the potter, God, and we are the clay, Lord God. Make us over again, Lord God. We want to walk in your precept, God. We want to walk as you walk, God. We want to talk as you talk, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. David said, thy word, God, have I hid in my heart, God, that I might not sin against you, Lord God. Early this morning, God, we are wailing. I'm not into the Yoshikaya, God. We are wailing into the Yoshikaya, God. We are crying out, God. God. We're crying from our death, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help your people today, Lord God, as we lay prostrate, God, before you, Lord God, because you are holy, God. We come before the King, God, because you've given us access, God. You told come boldly before the throne of grace, God. And as we approach you, God, we come before a holy God in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. You told us to ask anything in your son's name, and your son's name, and it will be given unto us, God. We asking, God, for your will to be done. We asking, God, oh, to restore the joy, to heal the land, to heal our children, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask you this morning, God, that though the person that's going to go before us, God, to minister unto your word, Lord God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost come, God, early this morning, God, let the fire, God, be stirred up in him or her, God, your man servant, your woman servant. Let the Shekinah glory, God, let it cover him or her this morning, God. We need a word this morning, God. We need a word from heaven, the Osakaya, God, the unadulterated word of Jesus Christ, God. We need a word for our spirit, God. We need a word for our soul, God. We need a word to take us through today, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, God. Every tongue shall confess, God, that Jesus, God, he is Lord, God. By the name of Jesus, God, demon tremble, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we patiently wait, God, on your return, God. We patiently wait, Lord God, for the word to stir us up, God, to feed us with morning manna today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we will forever, God, give you the glory, give you the honor, and give you the praise, God, because it belongs to you, God, in Jesus' name. How about God? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And to God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Administrator, any announcements?
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. God bless each and every one of you this morning. Evangelist Brooks, Evangelist Sydney. Please keep in mind that December 11th, 12th, and the 13th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to Marion, South Carolina, to the Ark Family Fellowship Ministries at 11719 Harley Street in Marion, South Carolina, where Pastor Sandra Ganey is the host pastor. Also, this is Pastor's Appreciation Month, and the third Sunday we've adopted is Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews, and it's also October 31st is his birthday month. Please keep those dates in mind, too, as well. If you'd like to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at werestoretheletteru.org, or you can cash app at money sign RFPIM. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker for your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to coordinate that for you. Just give us a call at 877-912-2027. If you email registration for the prophetic class of diamonds, we'll reach out to you on next week with your further instructions. God bless you.
Thank you, Administrator. Amen. Well, good morning to all of those that have joined us since the beginning of the broadcast that joined in after my greetings this morning. And we just praise God for you coming this third Friday morning to hear a word from the Lord. Administrator, is there any questions or comments this morning?
No, ma'am, not at this time. However, we do welcome everyone that's listening in the chat room online this morning.
Man, I would like to just give happy birthdays or anniversaries or what have you to those that are celebrating or have celebrating this the last time that we have been in fellowship together. As far as my day is concerned, so I just wanted to let you know that now. There is a word, and I'm going to give you an opportunity for any of the youth that have questions that they may be able to ask before we get into the word. If you are on the conference line, you will star 6. If you are in the blog side, you can either blog or press 1 on the dial of the phone to chat, or you can send an email message to Lauren Matthews Ministry at gmail.com. And your last in text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. All right, at this time, if there are any questions for you, please indicate. If you're on the blog side, like I said, put them in the chat room or text. If you're in a conference line, you can either text or unmute your line by star 6 and come right on in. We are live all over the world. So please do not hesitate if you have a question. Was there any this time? Just a brief pause. All right. So, administrator, just let me know if there are any questions come in.
Yes, ma'am.
There is a word from the Lord. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on this morning, Lord, that you have allowed us to come, oh God. And you right now, in the name of Jesus, we forgive sins of omission, sins of commission, those presumptuous sins. Lord God, forgive for slothfulness, Lord, and any other thing that is not pleasing unto thee. Lord God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus, let this vessel of clay, O God, submit all of thine will and even mindset to, O God, you. For that you can speak through this vessel. God, let me decrease and let you increase even the more, that it may, the word be made clear to your people, Lord. God, it's not by my might nor by my power, but by your spirit, oh God. Not only do we move, we breathe, and have our being, but God, that you impart wisdom, you impart knowledge, oh God. Hallelujah, and the confidence and faith in you. We give you all praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'd like to honor our visionary and all of those that are pastors that may be listening in. This is Pastoral Appreciation Month. Well, so I would like to just thank God for your services that you have endeavored to serve the people of God. So this morning we're going to talk about a topic that the Lord changed, gave me one thought, and then another thought came, so I had to go with what God gives me. Amen. It's nothing that I drum up on my own, but when he gives me something in my spirit, I try to go by the leading of God. If you have your Bibles, I need you to turn to, if you're taking notes, this is where our lesson texts are going to be coming from. We'll be coming from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 15, Romans 8 and 30, and 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 through 29. The word of the Lord reads as such. And there went a man of the house of Levi, took a wife, a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark, bulrush, and dabbed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and laid him in the flags by the riverbank. And she and his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew children." Then said his sister, the Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you, for thee?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew. She brought him to Pharaoh's daughter and gave, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses and said, "Thus I drew him out of the water." And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out to his brethren, and he looked on their burden, spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew as one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And then he went out the second day. And behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together and said to him, "They did the wrong. Wherefore smitest thou thy fellow?" He said, "Who made thee a prince and judge over us? Tendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian?" And Moses feared and said, "Surely this thing is known." Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. Let us now turn over to Romans number 8, verse number 30. And it reads as thus: "Moreover, whom he did predestinate, him he also called. And to whom he called, them he also justified. And to whom he justified, them he also glorified." And I'm going to throw in verse number 31. "What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Question. Now let us turn to 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1, verses 19 through 29. I know it's a bit, but just hold on. You're going to get something today. Glory to God. "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that is the wisdom of God, and the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of the preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews required a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jew and Greek,
Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how to that many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. I'm going to read that again. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men are after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised. I have chosen ye. God has chosen ye. God has chosen ye. And the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. The word of the Lord is blessed. Now let us go back to, because we're going to tie all of this in. Amen. You heard me talking about the calling. And today our topic is, ye are hidden for a season. Ye are hidden for the season. Then when that season is up, God is going to bring you out. That wasn't even part of my notes, but that just fell in my spirit. And when that season is up, God is going to bring you out. He's going to bring you forth. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go back to our base scripture, Exodus chapter number 2. There are some key things in these first 15 verses that I need to bring out. Before I dive into this, you have to know there is some history in the testimonies that God has left on record this morning. And this testimony that we're talking about this morning that's brought to the witness stand is Brother Moses, a leader of all leaders. Amen. And notice I did not say stories, because the Bible don't have stories in them. Stories are Jack and Jill, Humpty Dumpty, and the Little Red Hen. Those are stories. But the testimonies of God are yea and amen. So this testimony that we're going to talk about this morning is about Brother Moses. Here, when you see that chapter number 1 of Exodus, it gives you a brief history of that which was prophesied, of which was to come to pass, that God has spoken to Abraham. I mean, you can go back and read it yourself. Abraham Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. God had prophesied to Abraham. Oh, at that time, he was just Abram. He wasn't the Ham part yet. He was just Abram. And God had prophesied to him and told him that his seed was going to be in service, that they were going to be in bondage for 400 years. So here in Exodus, you can see chapter 1, you will see a brief outline of that scripture that being fulfilled. And then when you look at Exodus chapter number 1, you also will notice that that chapter starts off talking about the Jacob, as you know, it's the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Jacob's seed, which was the 12 tribes coming out of his seeds, were listed there, and they had all came to Egypt. Remember, when you go back to the prophecy in Genesis 15, verses 13 and 14, you will see that all of this has come to fruition and being fulfilled in Exodus chapter 1:1. But it just gives you a brief summary in this chapter. When Joseph died, right, all of his brother and all of that generation had died out. But the children of Israel prospered. They began to multiply greatly. But see, the promise with the prophecy was still being fulfilled. And at the end of the chapter, tell them that they're going to be, in chapter 15, it's going to tell you in that prophecy that they are going to have an abundance. Mm-hmm. So when they left Egypt, you know what happened. They left with riches. All right, we're going to leave that there so you can go back and study it yourself. But I wanted to bring that in because it's important for us to know a little bit about that. And when we come to Exodus chapter 2, it tells us that there went a man out of the house of Levi and took a wife and a daughter of Levi. Notice here that you see that this this testimony starts talking about who we've come to know as Moses. But at this time, it's talking about a man and a woman from the house of Levi, or the lineage of Levi. Who was Levi? Levi was one of the sons of Jacob. Levi also represented priesterial lineage. So they were the chosen ones to fulfill God's purpose as far as priestly duty. Also, when you study out the Levites, you will find out that they were not giving portions of inheritance. And why was that? Because God was their inheritance. God was their inheritance, and so therefore, they could not get anything from them. And you'll find that out in Numbers chapter 18, verse 20, and Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse number 9, which backs up what I'm saying. So therefore, all of the other tribes were to give to the Levites, even though the Levites were those servants. I'm going somewhere with this. You got to hang on in here. And this is say, well, what does that got to be talking about the hidden? Oh, it got a lot to talk about it. Because Moses' lineage, we didn't know him as Moses, but I want to say something. His parents' name were not named in this, but only the foundation of what was coming. This is what I want to bring out. This testimony starts out giving the foundation of what was to become for the future of this child. And then it says that after they cooked up, for y'all young folks, they got the hookup. They could see, the woman could see. Her name was yet not revealed in this particular chapter, but she was still hidden from the call place. Father and the mother's name was not revealed. And however, when she could see the child She hid the child for 3 months. Why did she hide the child for 3 months? Well, when you read chapter 1, it tells you that, you know, they was growing in wax, and the king, the Pharaoh, he was kind of jealous. He was seeing that he thought that, you know, devil was playing with his mind. I told him that, you know, these people go start a war. They take you over. But that was not their place. Because remember, they were in the land that God had of plenty. They had a purpose of being there. They were in a hidden place as well. So let's go on. And then you see here, as I said, take note that the parents' name was not revealed, but their origin, the house of Levi. And so before Moses was born, he was already called. He was called because he was born into the lineage of the Levi. And this was important for us to know this. And when God has called, Romans 8 and 30, he's already qualified. But Moses didn't even know that he was called before he was born. But he was called. And then verse number 3. Okay, no, I want to go back. Verse 2, the mother hid him for 3 months. 3, divine, wholeness, completeness. Perfection. The number 3 is being represented there. And this is shalosh, meaning harmony, new life, completion. So Moses being called, even before he knew he was called, he was already going to bring harmony. He was already going to bring new life. He was already going to bring completeness to the children. Because why? God had already called him into the Levitical priesthood. One. Number 3, that she no longer could hide him. But she took him and put him in an ark. Now, this is significant because we know that when you look at the Ark of the Covenant, nobody outside of that lineage could actually touch the ark. And if they did, they would die. Because that was only a chosen vessel that God had chosen that represented could touch the ark. Now, I want to say something here because it means something. Just when the little basket that here. But it was just showing you that the glory of God rested upon this child. The ark may have been a bulrush, but later on we're going to see that how the glory of God was fulfilled in this ark, which was carrying the glory of God on the inside. Through his manservant, which was going to later be called Noah. So at this time, Moses' mother, or this we're going to say the child's mother, because he's not yet revealed, he's still hidden. The child's mother, hallelujah, glory to God, put him in the ark. I'm sure she was led by God, hallelujah, by the Spirit of the living God. And she put him in the ark and hid him in the flags. He didn't have no name. She was not named, not in this particular testimony. But then what goes on? Let's go on and see what happened. In verse 4. Now, I've read this, but I'm bringing something out in these verses. We see that the daughter, or his sister, the child's sister, which we later on know, but here she has no name. She was even hidden in this purpose of this testimony in chapter number 2. The sister was afar off, and she was watching what the mother was doing. to wit than what had been done. And I'm sure that, hallelujah, the mother said, okay, daughter, I need you to take heed. Because she had, even though she was hid for the purpose, my God, God would bring his people into high places. When folk look down upon you, thinking you are nobody, see, you can just stay hidden until God is ready to elevate you and bring you out. So she, hallelujah, later on we find out that this child, this young sister, was a prophetess. Oh, but that's for another testimony at another time. But we're going to stick with her right here being nameless in this testimony. And so the daughter, only person that was named at this time, is now we see the daughter of Pharaoh. Pharaoh's name is the only one that is being mentioned, not even Pharaoh's daughter being named. She came down to the river, take her bath, come on somebody, and all her maidens was walking alongside of the riverbank. Come on. Now, when she saw the ark in the flood, she sent her maid. Now, see, it was many of the maidens that was walking there with her. But she sent her maid. Who was the maid? It was the sister of the child, who still was nameless in this testimony. And she told him, you go, hey, go, what's that I see over there? Go get that. And when she opened it, my God, the glory. There was a sound. There was a sound that came out of the ark. Did you hear what I said? There was a sound that came out of the ark. That sound that she heard was crying and weeping. But how many want to know that the child was making his debut? He was being heard even as a baby. And she compared him, and she had compassion on him. See, the sound that he made, it touched her heart. The sound that he made did something to this daughter, all right? And she began to give a test. She began to testify. She began to give even more revelation to who this child was. She said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. She didn't know he was from the tribe of Levi. She just knew that he was a called one. So she made that proclamation, she being the daughter of Pharaoh. She was a princess, and the princess found, hallelujah, the child in the ark, and the sound came forth and touched her heart. Now, we look at this. Still no name is given to this child. Still no name is given to the child's sister. Still no name is given to the mother of the child. And look what happens in verse number 8. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, wait, I'm going to go back up. Verse 7. And then said Pharaoh's daughter, Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, now here she goes, she being hidden, begin to speak a sound in the ear of Pharaoh's daughter. Shall I go call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, and she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter told, sure, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. How many know that it was the call? Even the child's mother had a call. Because why? She was from the Levitical priesthood. You see how this setup was. Nobody from the outside was able to do what God wanted to be done. He kept it in close proximity. That even though the other maidens, one of them could have stepped out and been named. But God had this hidden for a season. Then Pharaoh said to her, who was the her? The child's mother. Okay? Take the child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee wages. Now look at here. She getting paid to nurse her own child. See, she was already Pharaoh's daughter, was paying into the riches. See, God said, I am your portion. When he told the Levites, I'm your portion. I'm your inheritance. So whatever was going to be given, you best believe God was going to open up the door. He was going to open up and make sure that his call was taken care of. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Hear what I'm saying? Even those that are a pastorship this morning that's listening in, this is for you as well. When God has called you, he's going to take care of you. Hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You ain't got to beat up on the people. You ain't got to do nothing. You just walk in your calling. God is going to make sure that you are taken care of. As long as you're willing and obedient, you're going to get the good, eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. But that's another testimony for another time. Hallelujah. And so, therefore, when she was being paid to nurse her child, but something happened. A shift was about to take place. And when the child grew, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter. Now, he was weaned. Now, if you study out this, normally when a child was weaned, it was somewhere from 18 months to 3 years old. But it's important that you understand that I'm going to say he was about three. And the reason why I'm going to say he was about three, because it's been a scientific fact that by the time a child is 3 years old, their personality is being shaped by what they have been taught and what they have been learned. So when we know that the word of God to train up in a child and the way that they should go, and when they get older, it shall not depart from him. And since the child was hidden, during these 3 years, the mother was embedding into him his personality of who he was, being from the Levitical tribe, instilling into him, hallelujah, as much as she could, hallelujah, of what his call was, as far as his lineage. And then, hallelujah, she was putting inside of him, hallelujah, the fear of God and knowing who his God was and the purpose of his life as a Levitical person. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I'm far sure find out that his father had some tears in it too. Because why? He was also of the house of Levi. So So we don't want to leave the Father out in this picture, even though the Father is just only mentioned in verse number 1. But take note, mother didn't do it by herself. And so when she, as she weaned him, she took him back to Pharaoh's daughter. Now he's already equipped to know who he is now. And Pharaoh's daughter became, he became the, her son. Now here's the shift. He's from the Levitical priesthood. We know that he was a Hebrew child, but he was now getting ready to enter into Pharaoh's house, the house of the king of Egypt. Egypt, we know, represent wealth. We know that it represents prosperity. It was the learned of all learned. So as he became, the child became Pharaoh's daughter, he wasn't becoming no Rudy Poo child. He was going to be somebody because he went from, hallelujah, the house of Levi to the king's palace. And then Pharaoh's daughter called his name. Now he comes forth. Now he's no longer hidden. Hallelujah. Now he has a name. His name is become given. He begins to have a name. Because I have drew him out the water. Why couldn't she give him a name when he was about 3 months old? Why couldn't she give him a name at the time when she pulled him out the water? He was in the ark, but when she pulled him out, she could have gave him a name. But it wasn't the time yet. It wasn't the season for him to be revealed until why? Until he was fully endowed. Until he was fully invested. Until he had God's unadulterated, hallelujah, wisdom and knowledge from his parents of what he was rooted and grounded in. He had to know what his purpose and his lineage was before he entered into the king's palace. So now his name becomes Moses. And it came to pass in verse number 11. Moses, Now, this is a brief history. He now is grown. And he went out from to his brethren and looked on the bondage. Now, it was important that you knew all of what was going on while he was unnamed. Because how would he know once he was grown? He grew up in the palace. He took on the Egyptian look. He took on all of the Egyptian ways and stuff. But yet and still, now he is old. And the seed that is being planted inside of him, it's going to rise up. What seed? The seed that the mother, hallelujah, put inside of him. And he looked on the burden. And he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brothers. But Moses knew who he was. And he looked this way, and he looked that way. He started looking around. He started looking. Let me see. Is anybody looking in here what I'm doing, I'm about to do? Because, see, there was a godly indignation rose up inside of him. His call, his season was about to transform. He was the hallelujah, glory to God. He was about to start a new life. A new life, not just in Pharaoh's house, but a new life in ministry. Now, he might have been doing something bad, but God has allowed tragedy to happen to bring him into his chosen destiny. My God. Sometimes we wonder why tragedy happens in our lives. But when God has called you, oh, glory, he's going to qualify you through the things that you go through. You might have to go through a valley experience. Some of us may have, be in the middle class, raised in middle class. And some of us may have been raised with wealth. But nevertheless, whatever category and class that you was raised in, God had a seed planted. Somehow, some way, you were hidden. Oh, glory. You were hidden from your mother's womb. Until we get to the scriptures, my God, some glory. I'm about to explode. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Y'all, I pray, hope y'all praying for me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we get over to 1 Corinthians, Jesus, chapter number 1. And we begin to see how this text is going to take place. And begin to unravel some things to us to tie in with our lesson today. My God. We see that this, hallelujah, is said in here. He said, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of the world? Have not God made the foolish of the wisdom of the world? This was foolish to somebody that just reading this and did not understand this testimony that God had left record. Why Moses now being grown up in the king's palace, but he was from the Levitical priesthood. He was from the chosen generation of the people of God. But he commits murder. And then he hid the Egyptian in the sand in verse number 12. Now he looked around and seen that nobody saw him. But verse number 12, as he hid this thing that he had done. This is also taking the shift a little bit further. So on the second day in verse 13, he comes scrolling out. But here comes some accusers. Here comes some accusers that's going to talk about him. And go ask them, who you think you are? See, the things about this is, it says, for ye see in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 26, for ye see your calling, brethren, not that many wise men after the flesh, not the mighty, not the many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. See, these two men here didn't know this thing might have been foolish to them. They didn't understand that this was a place of the things that God was going to use to put his servant in place. What does that have to do with us today? I'm bringing to you this testimony because Moses was hid for a season. And Moses, after he committed murder, he rose up and he killed the Egyptians. He feared because once Pharaoh knew what had happened, he wanted to slay Moses. and fear caused him to run and hide again. Hey, but God had a purpose. God had a purpose because he went to hide in a secret place. The secret place, hallelujah, God qualified him even the more for his next destiny, his next, hallelujah, place where he was going to be utilized for the glory of God. And we can see that Moses could not, his flesh could not glory in the presence of God. Why? Because he was ashamed of what he had done. Some of us are so ashamed of what we have done, and we are still yet trying to hide and run away from God when God is trying to bring us out. Because some things have been found out. You think that it's supposed to be that people are judging you, and you thinking that people are making a light of what has happened to you in your past and all the badness of them. But let them go ahead and testify. Because the Bible tells us that, hallelujah, men should testify, hallelujah, of the things in your life to glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So therefore, the things might be known of what you did in the past and why you were hidden in that of your sin. You didn't know that God was making a diamond out of the rough, because you're going to be coming forth. You're going to come forth. When you come forth, God is bringing you forth. So don't be fearful of that which the people say about you, because you're only here for a season. And then now that God is bringing you forth, now that you know, you feel the calling, and you know, hallelujah, God is dealing with you, we have to understand. I did it too. I'm not going to even lie. I didn't understand all the persecution when I was growing up. In high school, I didn't really have that many friends. I didn't have it when I went in the military. I couldn't fit in when I was trying to fit in with all the people. Even I told this testimony before. Even when I was in my first duty station with Fort Carson, Colorado, I tried to fit in, hallelujah, not knowing that full understanding of what had happened in my life, that I was hidden, even though I'm the first old-born child. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah, I'm trying not to hit the floor. Glory, hallelujah. I probably was about maybe 10, 11, 12 years. I know it was probably in about the sixth grade, so somewhere in there. My parents went off. My dad was a steel pattern maker in the auto industry, and he was part of the union, UAW. And they would send him on trips. And we know every time Dad would get sick on trips, we would have some money. But at this particular time, it was right before Christmas, so therefore they was gone. But something happened to me. I'm tying this all in. Something happened to me because as they was gone, hallelujah, we call ourselves playing church. But not knowing, hallelujah, in the foyer of my favorite house that we grew up in on Catawba Street. Ah, glory. In that foyer, I can still see it from time to time, that the Shekinah glory, God filled me with the Holy Ghost, and I began to speak in tongues. I didn't even tell my parents what had happened. And God had filled me with the Holy Ghost. Nobody told me that I got filled. I didn't even know what had happened, but I know it happened. And it was not until later, until my adulthood. See, God had already started preserving me when I was a child. So by the time I got 17 years old and went into the military, my parents signed me in. My first duty station was Fort Carson, Colorado. I was 18 by then. Here I'm living in the barracks, and all of a sudden, I'm starting trying to get into the crowd. Because, you know, I'm thinking I'm grown. So I thought. And even my friends was trying to say, I should say my associates. Don't trust, I ain't going to say my nickname was at that time. But anyway, don't trust her. Don't trust her. I can use my maiden name. Because she can't lie. I'm like, yes, I can. No, you can't. Don't trust her because she can't lie. Don't tell her to get her to lie for you. Now, here I am. I wasn't saved. I was not saved. I was not practicing. I was not living a holy life. Trust me. Because I was trying to do what? Fit into the crowd. God had a seal on me. Oh, glory. Jesus. I didn't understand because I was hid in God. I'm trying to help you young people. You may not understand why you can't fit in, but I'm going to help you this morning with this testimony. So I would tell them a lie, and they said, girl, you ain't did that. Don't be trying to make up stuff for us to believe that you lied. This is my associates now. So I would tell them things, and I was telling them things that I was just trying to make up stuff, but they would not believe me that I was telling a lie. Why? Because God had me hid. Because even though I would try to pop feed at that time, which was diet pills, I was even in the military doing stuff I ain't got no business doing. Try to drink. That wouldn't work. Try to smoke cigarettes. That was just choking me out, and I couldn't do that. Then even I tried to smoke weed. That definitely was not it because I couldn't stand the smell, still can't stand the smell, and then didn't do nothing. So when I did go to the club, I loved to dance. When I did try to drink my little strawberry daiquiris and all of that other stuff, yes, Evangelist Wilkes, my Miller's beer and champagne and orange juice and all this stuff, I tried it. I tried to get high. But the high would not stay. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for not letting me get addicted, Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing would stay. I would make me fall asleep. And all I could do was sleep. God would not allow me to get drunk, and he would not allow me to get high. Because why? He had me hidden. Now, this testimony can't be everybody's testimony, but it's mine. So there was a day God was going to call me out of darkness into a marvelous light. Put my feet on straight street. Come on. There it goes. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And now look at me now. Still yet not satisfied. The calling that was on my life. I didn't even understand I was having prophetic dreams. I didn't understand that why the word of God was made so it was just gave. I just loved since I was a child. I loved the word of God. And it just fascinated me every time that I would read or hear the scriptures. But not knowing that I was in a hidden place for God to call me out. I tried, hallelujah, as in got grown, married with children. Still trying, dipping in and dabbling, committing adultery, fornicating, doing stuff I ain't got no business doing. I still had his hand on me. Even backslid after I came into the fullness truth and giving my life to him. God still did not allow me to get into a whole bunch of stuff. Two and three boyfriends at one time and all this kind of craziness. Young people, I'm trying to tell you something. You may not understand that your life is all tossed and turned. You may not understand all the trouble that is going on around you and the complexity that's happening in your life. But no one thing is that by you coming to this line, by you hearing this word, that you are hidden for a season. When your time for you to be called out and God to set you in place, whom he has called, he has qualified. Your trouble, your woe, your complexity of your upside down life, the testimonies that you are going to have in the ministry that is to come, it's going to help somebody else out. And even now that you're not even what you consider qualified, are you learning the word of God? You have your peers to share your testimony. Like the woman at the well, she said, come and see a man that told me about all of my trouble. You can say, come and hear the word of the Lord through the prophetic conference line, 218-548-3684. Or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lamar Matthew and listen to it on the World Wide Web. Or you can call the line number. I don't know that number by heart. Hallelujah. For the call into the blog side. Come and hear a word from men and women of God. It's going to tell you about yourself and how that God is going to use you to help somebody else through your woes, your disappointment. Your things that just turned your life upside down, and now you are turned inside out. Because God is going to shift you from where you were to where he wants you to be. You'll have a Joseph testimony from the pit to the palace. You'll have a testimony of Moses from what they called a servanthood to the palace. And even though, hallelujah, we know the life of Moses from the testimonies that are written, he went on to be a leader. But I want to call something to you. That even though Moses, hallelujah, was hidden then, he was hidden after he ran into the bushes, and yet and still his life, hallelujah, continued to be hidden. Because when he died, God buried him. And nobody else. Why? Because no man could touch his life. Because he was anointed and appointed and ordained by God. So God buried him. We have to understand. And one of the things that God does for his people is, hallelujah, you never have to worry the secret place of God. Because when he pulls you into the Levitical priesthood, that means you're called out of darkness into the marvelous light. When he pulls you in to be a child of God, he now becomes your inheritance, just as the Levitical priesthood. And that's why he can give you favor. When you realize who you are and why you are called and the purpose and the destiny that God has chosen for you, and you become to come into the spiritual Levitical priesthood of God, my God from glory. No man can pluck you out. only way that you will get out of God's hand is you take yourself out. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be steadfast in God. I want you to understand that the things and the troubles that you may see, you may just think that it just, why does it, you ask, why does this always happen to me? Now you know. You've been in a hidden place, but now God is about to bring you forth. When you come forth, just shine like the glory of God for his purpose, his plan. God bless you. Administrator, commercial, come back with announcements. Then we'll open up the floor for questions and comments.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to his word, submit to his call, and submit to his commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
God bless you, Evangelist Wilson. God bless everyone that's listening in on the line. Excuse me. Again, if you will, please keep in mind the following dates, December 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Dr. Matthews is on his way to Marion, South Carolina, to Ark Family Fellowship Ministries at 117-119 Harley Street, Marion, South Carolina, where Pastor Sandra Gaines is the host pastor. I do believe that there will be a registration fee with a book included as well. More information about that will be forthcoming. Please remember that this is Pastor's Appreciation Month. It's also the, we've adopted the third Sunday in every month as Love Sunday. And this month is the month of the birthday of Dr. Matthews, October 31st. If you desire to be a blessing to the man of God, you can visit the ministry website at werestoreyou.org, or you can cash app at @RFPIM. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to coordinate that for you as well. Just call 877-912-2027. 877-912-2027. And if I might say, it may take us a day or so to get back with you with the counseling because the calls are coming in greatly. So just, if you will, bear with us. We would truly, truly appreciate it. God bless you, Evangelist Wilkes.
God bless you, Administrator. All right. We're going to open up the floor for questions and comments. If you do not want to be audible, just remember you can text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. We're going to start with the blog side. Amen. Administrator, is there any questions or comments on that side?
No direct questions at this time, but we do have a comment that said, thank you, Evangelist Wilkes. A blessing to hear your voice this morning. It's one of your
Amen.
Teenagers.
God bless you. Said it again.
One of your teenagers.
I'm one of the teenagers. Amen, young people. Woohoo! Know that I love you. I love you. I love you, love you, love you. That's just not just saying it, but I really, really want you to be encouraged. Really be encouraged because we know that so much is going on. You are not overlooked. Somebody loves you and somebody is praying for you. Not just only myself, but a host of others. Amen. We're going to, don't forget, you can text 334-440-6152 if you have questions or comments. Let us go now to the conference line. If you're on the conference line and you would like to make a comment this morning, please star 6 your line. Make sure that you are unmuted before you begin to speak. Or while you're speaking. So is anyone from the conference line? Please acknowledge yourself when you unmute.
All right. Make sure that no one is speaking. But certainly we appreciate, amen, you coming this morning. Again, our scriptures were Genesis chapter number 2, verses 1 through 15, Romans chapter 8, verse 30, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 through 29. I referenced Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 to 14. I also referenced Numbers chapter 18 and 20, Deuteronomy 10 and 9. All tied in. If you came in a little late after the message had started, you go back and listen to the recording. Remember that. We just certainly appreciate you taking time on this third Friday morning. Amen. Hallelujah. For to come and hear the word being ministered to you. Certainly, it was a blessing that God brought some things out to me even as I was doing this lesson about the hidden place. Hidden place. And most of us don't like, you know, don't understand our hidden place. Don't understand the destiny that God has inside of us unraveled. But if you notice, like I said, chapter 2 testimony, it tells you of Exodus. Moses' name wasn't named right off. Moses didn't understand all the things that was happening. But by and by, as the time and a little further, he began to move into the place. You always hear prophet or apostle talk about the sound. There was a sound that came from his cry. There was a sound that came from his sister. There was a sound that came from, amen, Pharaoh's daughter. This sound, hallelujah, all tied in to what was going on in the life of Moses. When you are hidden, keep this in mind. When you are hidden, don't so much is focus on all the problems. Focus on the problem solver. Focus and know that God has his hand on you. No man can touch you. And God has his hand on you. They may bring accusations. They may bring persecution. They may bring a whole lot of things. But know that God got your back, got your front, got your ups, got your down, you got your side. Amen. He has everything. Amen. So if there's no questions or comments this morning, give me one last call. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our youth that have called in this morning and those listeners that's out in our listening audience. We pray, oh God, that this word will be enriched in their heart, that they will understand their hidden place. God, while they're in their hidden place, you strengthen them, you comfort them. You impart wisdom and knowledge inside of them. Give them a faith, hallelujah, beyond that, oh God, that they're asking or they're thinking. Father, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you continue, oh God, hallelujah, to bless our youth even the more. Lord, let them not slide backwards. But, Lord, let them continue to come forward. Lord, help them to come overcome all of the hustle and bustle that may be happening in their lives. The peer pressure, oh God, trying to get them to do things that they should not do. Lord, touch those groups that's in Massachusetts. Touch the ones out in Arizona. Touch the mighty 60 down in Mississippi. Oh God, and those that are in Montgomery, oh God.
Lord, all the youth groups, maybe the ones that I don't even know about. I'm asking you right now in the Lord, hallelujah, even those I don't know, Lord, that listening in each and every Friday, oh God, that hallelujah, that we are on the air. I'm asking you, oh God, that you bless tremendously their endeavors to do what is right. Oh God, if it's striving to live a holy life. We give you all praise and glory in the name of Jesus. Now, God, if there's anyone that's on this line that have fallen from the grace of God, I pray, oh God, that they have made a conscientious decision to give their lives back to you. I pray for those that are seeking, oh God, looking for salvation, Lord, that they, oh God, will line up to the word of God and repent of their sins and be born of the water and of the Spirit, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I pray that they, hallelujah, will continue to stay in your hands. In the blessed, wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 Again, I thank and praise God for Dr. LaVon Matthews for allowing me to come and minister on this morning. Amen. Thank you for all of you that are listening in on the blog side or on the conference line for taking the opportunity to listen and glean from the word of God this morning. I pray that something was enlightening to you that you had not seen in the word before, and that you can use it, hallelujah, in your teaching or your ministering to someone else. We thank you again. God bless you. Administrator is back into your hands.